Do you love the Father Matters show? Did you know you can find us on Facebook or fathermatters.org? Or if you miss us Saturday night, you can find us on blogtalk.com or soundcloud.com. And if you want to contact us directly, you can always call 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298 for Father Matters. This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. We have a great show, great show. My guest today is Daniel Sidler, founder, president of Joshua Initiative. Joshua's Initiative's mission is to equip, encourage, and support families by stirring up a passion in their hearts for God's Word, to give them hope and to inspire them to impact their communities for Christ. Daniel, welcome to the Father Matters Show, my man.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yes, man. I was reading over my shoulder here on the website your mission statement. I want to get it right, man. Thank you for coming today. And what is Joshua Initiative? For some reason, I want to say Joshua's Men, but what is Joshua Initiative?
Well, it's based on Joshua 24:15. Yes. Choose today whom you're going to serve. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's a leadership call. That's a way to live your life, but also in a way to impact those that are around you, people that live first from Jesus Christ impacting your heart, yes, impacting your marriage, impacting your kids, but then also taking that out to your curb, into your street, into your community, and truly the community that God surrounded you with.
And what I love about this, some of us as men, we don't know how to unzip our hearts and get raw. I know how you said impact us, impact our family, impact our community. Men are struggling with allowing anyone into their space.
Right. What are feelings, right?
Yeah. So I love, you got three commands: love God, love people, and hope. What made you put that on this awesome website?
Long story, but let's try and keep it brief.
Go ahead, man.
I worked for 10 years at Calvary Community Church on the freeway. And along that time, when I left there, I was the creative director. So that's where a lot of my, I would believe that the talents that God's given me is graphically to communicate and brand and stuff like that. And yes. So along the way, my wife and I, God had used us in family ministries. We started in like junior high and high school, like a lot of leaders. But then we moved into a marriage class and even young families. And then finally, we were teaching a class that was evangelism for 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. And what we realized was that although there are a lot of Sunday church goers, very few of them were taking what they were learning on Sunday and opening it in the middle of the week with their family. And what we were realizing was there's a lot of fallout from parents that aren't remaining the source of truth and wisdom in their own home. And so when we started asking them, hey, how come you're not doing this? Well, a lot of ways in the way that we build church, not that it's bad, because we want to teach people at their age appropriate levels. So we have children's ministry, which is awesome, and a lot of times lives are changed there. And same thing in the main ministry, where you have a preacher that all week has been pouring his heart, and the Holy Spirit's been ministering to him in this message. That's a powerful message, changes people's lives. The problem is we separate the family to do that. Where you're getting your kids over to the children's ministry and the parents over. So what you're doing is you separate the family, and not necessarily that that's bad, because I know there's an argument on how are we ever supposed to, you know, pay attention in service when we got 3- and 4-year-olds crawling all over the place, and I understand that. But if we don't have a tool that brings the family back together in the middle of the week, there's a breakdown. And so, I mean, we have phenomenal children's ministry resources, and we have phenomenal teaching here in the Valley, but we have very little resources that equip families to be doing it in the middle of the week. And that's really where the heart and passion came with Joshua Initiative, was to break down the walls and being just a Sunday churchgoer, or even what statistics show us once every 6 weeks nowadays, bringing up the frequency and also taking the messages that they're learning on Sunday and opening it up in the middle of the week.
Well, and I love about that because we also need to realize we have families. They're not only separated on Sundays, they're separated at home.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even eating dinner together.
Oh, yep.
You know, especially if you got a house with a couple of teenagers in the home, one or two is eating their dinner on a paper plate in front of the television in the living room. The other one parent might be eating while they're cooking. Another parent might be eating in the other room. So I can understand that separation because this is just to get families to have dinner at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Right.
It's hard.
And Vance, it's funny you mentioned that because recent studies link like regular family meals to a lot of the behaviors that families would want or parents would want for their children. Things like a higher grade point average, resilience, self-esteem. Additionally, family meals are linked to lower rates of substance abuse, teen pregnancy, eating disorders and depression, all that stuff. So really, when you see the time spent with children and who they want to become or who as parents we want our children to develop into, the biggest influencer isn't necessarily church. It's mom and dad. It's the family.
That's right.
And really, I believe that as a mom and a dad, I have three small kids at home. Mm-hmm. God's gifted you with a blessing and responsibility to pour in. That's your first ministry. Before anything else.
That's right.
Is your wife or your husband, and then your children, and everything. First, everything pours out of your relationship with Christ.
And see, also we need to realize our children don't do. They do what they see.
Right. Faith is way more often caught than taught. Absolutely.
See, and it's powerful. And so is this for families? Joshua's initiative, is this for families? How do you get people involved and get interested with this?
Okay, so the thing that we are focusing on is family discipleship. We want to make that a practical, easy way and successful way, because that's the other thing with dads being very unemotional. A lot of times they don't want to fail, and very rarely do they want to admit that they fail or that something is scary. So we did a lot of interviewing. We talked to a lot of dads, a lot of us, and even pastors, like junior high pastors, people with young kids, and we asked them, are you doing a weekly family Bible study, and why or why not? And we found out that there's no third place. The top two reasons are because they don't have enough time to plan and prepare, or they don't feel adequate to do the job. Over and abundant, like everybody we talked to, those were the two reasons. And with three kids, man, the schedule is king. Like, I get that. So we went to work in figuring out how to prepare a message for parents to easily distribute the Word of God to their children in a way that they aren't going to fail. So what we did was we developed an app called Famplify. So
yes.
That's our first app that we are. Joshua Initiative is only 2 years old, so we're fairly young. We do a lot of things to equip families, but then also encourage them to be out. We've done things in the past, things like the Hometown Christmas Parade and stuff like that. But our first app just launched, and God's just blowing open doors for this, which is amazing. But what Famplify is
and you saying FAMP with an F?
That's correct.
Not Amplify, FAMP. F as in Frank, A M as in Michael, P L I F Y. Tell us about Famplify.
The reason we called it Famplify was because the idea is to amplify God's word inside your family life. So the way that we do that, and every children's ministry has a hook. Everything has like a hook or a pitch to get you. Our pitch is that we teach every member of the household how to have a personal relationship with the Lord. Everybody, whether that's dad, mom, or second grader. And the way that we do that is we sit down, just like you should sit down and read the Bible. You sit down, read the Bible, look for the character of God or the heart of God in that story, and then apply it to your life. It's
right.
That simple. And then ask your kids, did you hear what we've been talking? And then for the older ones, hey, what did you think about this? How did your heart respond to this?
And this is like something that you download to your phone, correct?
Yes, it's an app. So every week we push out new content that has a full animation with Hank and Frank, these voice characters that are phenomenal. And they teach you, we tell you, hey, this is what we're going to teach you in an animation so that it grabs the kids' attention. Then it gives you a short, about 500 word lesson to read. And then the theory behind this is the way that we get everybody on the same, so that your family can do this. One of the big hurdles that everyone goes, well, there's no way that your whole family can do and reach all the cognitive ability. What we did is structure it so that the way that I describe it is everybody gets on the same bus. You just expect them to get off their bus at their cognitive ability. So when you're reading you get everybody in the same room, you sit them down, and the cadence is key, where if you do this every week, your family starts to grow, just like around the dinner table. You require them to do it. The more they get used to doing it, the more they succeed at it. But you read the Word of God, and then when your 4-year-old starts doing somersaults around the living room floor, that's okay, because they've heard the Word of God. They start doing their somersaults. But then your 5 to 7-year-old, you start looking at the story and going, hey, so did we see the character of God here? And then for your 8 to 11-year-old, now you're starting to go, when your 5-year-old, it may be a little bit above their head, your 8 to 11-year-old, you are engaging and going, hey, so this is what it means for you in your walk, in your life, and what do you think about that?
When we get back after this commercial break, I want to get deeper into how you can get into the app, how you get the app. I see that you partner with some churches as well, how churches all around can get in touch with you. And you also have a part, what does each weekly Devo include? You got different memory verses, color and activity pages. I want to get into that. And you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Daniel Sidler, founder president of Joshua Initiative.
Would you consider partnering with Father Matters? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry, and all funds raised go directly to the Father Matters Ministry for Families. You could even become a partner today by going to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. And click the Donate to Father Matters icon. It's that easy. Or if you want to send a check, you can call for the address, 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298 for Father Matters. Father Matters, making better communities by supporting each other.
Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. My guest today is Daniel Sidler, founder president of Joshua Initiative. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Daniel, we're talking about your app, Famplify, F as in Frank, Amplify. And right now, as this part on your website that I'm looking at, it says, what does each weekly Devo include? You got stuff like your church's weekly sermon notes, memory verses, animation and illustration, object lessons. Touch on those a little bit. What will people see and get once they get the app? And we're going to talk about signing up and whatever we got to do to get this.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm extremely excited. Thanks again for having me on the show.
Yes.
Here, man. But so for Famplify, again, it's amplifying God's word in family life. But the unique piece here is that we structured it for churches. And the reason that we did that, and home groups. And the reason we did that is because when we wrote this curriculum initially for families, we found out that it's a lot like a workout program, where at the first of the year, you're amped to do it, you get on it, you're working hard, you're starting to see results, but around week 8 or week 9, life is busy. Well, there's no way that there's anything further from the truth. Or, I mean, further, what am I trying to say? It's very true for families on overwhelmingly busy you can be.
Right.
So now what happens after week 5 or 6, although the things that you were talking about, illustrations and animations and character cards, memory versus, all that stuff's good, but it's like selling vitamins. Like, it's great, but it's not chocolate.
Okay.
So what we decided is that families need a trainer. And so we started talking to churches and asking them, hey, how can we help you be more successful? And what we realized is that churches in general have a very difficult time getting families to open up the whatever they've got on Sunday, opening it up in the middle of the week and reviewing it, and actually taking that information and giving it to their kids, distributing it to their family, right? Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do was start crossing or hurdling some of the things that churches faced, which we worked in for groups. You can quantify your group results, so you can see how people in your group are succeeding or struggling, and you can reward them or incentivize them with things from the app. Now, the way that we've structured this is like an adventure. So the first time a family comes to your church, you can send them a text or an email from inside the app that welcomes them to your group. So the first time somebody attends church, you can plug them into your community of families. And then when they get there, you show them, hey, by the way, because you're part of our group, you get this content for free. You don't have to pay the subscription. But what the best part about this app is that the church can customize the curriculum. You can pick from our entire Bible. We already have 52 studies that are available for you to flip through. So a full year of content that you can structure these out in 12-week segment or adventures. And the way that they do this is that if they stay on cadence, they get more of the animated adventure.
Right, right.
But for a church, I can customize what I'm teaching to match what I'm hopefully somewhere in the Word. I can teach it very close to what I can match my children's ministry with what I'm teaching in the main service. But where this gets really neat is that although those will be similar, they'll never be exact. So what we did was we worked really hard to fit in a messages section where you can include your own video, your own bulletin, or your own bullet points from Sunday, and include that in our Devo. So as a pastor of any church, this can work alongside where you're giving the parents a valuable and easy way to introduce their family to how to have a relationship with the Lord,
right
alongside the notes that pricked their heart on Sunday that the Holy Spirit was using your words, your passion, your lesson, your whatever it is that you're going through as a church, and truly bringing that home and making that.
So you're saying if the pastor, whatever the pastor is preaching on Sunday, they can include that into the app? How is that? How would they go about doing that?
Right. So it's as easy as sending a text message, actually. So for each one, as they set up their 12 weeks, when they open the app for their group, they say, we prompt you, hey, what 12 do you want to teach? And so then they can go flip through the verses or the Bible chapters and pick 12 and then publish that to their adventure map. And then on every Sunday, their new Bible study will publish. Now, so if let's say you're teaching on a topic of faith,
okay.
So you can search in our Bible for the hashtag faith, and then all of the Bible studies that are dealing with faith will show up, and they can add 12 of those to their study. Or if they're teaching through John, they can pick 12 studies from John, and if match chapter for chapter with how they're going through.
So would they have to, if they preach in on John, would they have to pull one of your courses that you've already?
Yes, but where we've customized this is that when that publishes at any time, they can either use push notifications, which is rad because then you can you can hit your dad's at 5 o'clock on Thursday and say, hey, or let's say Tuesdays is Tuesday discussion questions for dinner. You can ask him, hey, here's the prayer point and here's what I want you to be talking about. And then now the dad has something at dinner to talk about with his kids. But what the other part of this is that's push notifications, but we also give them the ability to add their own message where they can insert their own video as long as it's hosted on Vimeo or YouTube, and then they can enter up to, I think it's 750 characters, so their bullet points from their lesson on Sunday, and that shows up as an icon for each one of their group members inside the study that we provide. So as I'm working through the study, let's say we're talking about faith, and then I'm like, you know what, I remember something on Sunday that the Holy Spirit hit me. Right. Well, I don't have to go search from my Bible to go get those notes. I can just click over and actually see my pastor, my children's ministry pastor, whoever is administering this, saying, hey, remember what we got on Sunday? It was about faith. And here's your three bullet points that we went through, A, B, and C.
Now, do you got to be computer savvy to do this?
If you can send a text message, you can do this.
Once you set up. So, and I see you are already partnered with several churches here in Phoenix. How would a church, how are you partnering up with churches? How are churches, and like you said, if it's not necessarily a church, but a small group?
Well, actually, when we started researching for how to help churches, we found that a lot of the statistics show that at least 80% of the Christian church goes to churches that are 200 person or less. That's what we focus.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and the numbers are actually, newer numbers are actually higher than that, but I know for sure that those are the numbers I'm comfortable with.
Right.
So, but then there's the mega churches, and I think
yeah, because that's what you mainly see a lot of right. or and, hear about.
Right, and a lot of those churches can write their own curriculum. And so I don't think that really those are the guys that are struggling. I think really the guys that – so, but they do have groups that where our stuff would really thrive.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones where you have the dad that really wants to make an impact in his community and those dads that he wants to bring together every week. This is perfect opportunity for that. And you can set those up so that your church can fund those. But what we really want, our target market, is the church that's 200 person or less.
Okay.
Has between 20 and 50 families that use this on a weekly cadence. Because it can double as your children's ministry curriculum, as well as the take home that the parents can use as the family discipleship tool.
So we're in May right now. Next month in June, you got a launch. Tell us a little bit about your launch that's coming up next month.
Okay, so we've been using the beta version. We've been asking every relationship we have, which is where we have all the partners from the churches we have already, that have been friendly enough to use it, break it, tell us what they like, what they
sure.
don't like, and give us feedback. So we've been working for close to 5 months now to iron out all the kinks. So the final version, if churches want to sign up and use it for free, now's the time.
Now, this month, right now, and if they want to sign up for free, how would they go about signing up for free?
If you go to famplify.com.
Famplify, spell that.
F-A-M-P, right, famp, L-I-F-Y, Famplify, Amplify with an F.
Famplify.com?
That's correct.
Okay.
And there's a big button that says sign up.
Okay, just that simple.
It's that simple.
And we got, what, 2 more weeks for you, June? Click.
And you can do this from your phone. As soon as you go to famplify.com, download mm-hmm. the app mm-hmm. that's on iTunes. It's on the Apple Store and on Google Play. Oh, and a side note to this, what's really cool is going forward as of June 2nd is when the subscription model will be out. We're charging a fraction of the cost. I think for a church that to make it affordable, because again, we're trying to, it's not about making money. We're a nonprofit. We're about trying to help the gospel go forward in a way that makes sense. We want to help church plants. Their budgets are always razor thin. So we've priced it at a price point. I think churches for zero to I think even 20 families is $250 for the entire year.
Yeah.
And that they get all access yeah. to the entire library.
All the assistance, all the help, technical assistance you'll provide, support.
Right. And we're because in the United States, the majority use iOS, right? Yeah. But outside the United States, the majority use Android. And we had it developed in a way where the Android version outside the United States is going to be given away for free.
Wow.
So this family discipleship model will be available for missions all over the world for free.
So before I have everyone, before I have you give everyone your contact info, tell me a little bit about this awesome team that you have.
Oh man, couldn't do it without my team. First and foremost, my wife,
yes.
man. I gotta tell you what, you want to talk about a rock? That is her. She is not only an encourager, but not very many women would be comfortable with. I came home from work and I was like, "Hey, baby, God says go," and she goes, "I know."
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So that. Her support and her love and her encouragement
awesome.
is in a lot of ways the reason I'm capable to do the things that God's called us as a team to do. And also, she's the heart of our family, man.
Like, how about that?
So other than that, my two brothers, they serve on the board, but I have some good friends that help us with outreach. Ralph and Leah, they help us with our outreach. And Josh and Jolene, they're really good friends. They're a huge support group.
Wow.
But then we also have guys like Fred Fall John Rumble. He's an elder at Calvary Chapel Surprise.
Okay.
These are all guys that pour into me personally, but also in the ministry that God's called us to.
Absolutely. Also, I see on your website you have a donate key, because I'm sure you have ministries that cannot even afford the minimum. So if anyone donates to Joshua Initiative, you can help them get going as well.
Oh, right. Yep. And also, yeah, so we are a full 501c3. We are a nonprofit. And up till now, we've been doing everything on donation. So the subscription model will help us with affording things like animation.
Absolutely.
And writing and developing content, illustration. That all takes time. So,
right.
But we're on a cadence where we have new content every week.
Every week. And that takes time. It takes manpower. That takes... takes money right. and support because you want to put it out first class. This website is hot. The animation is hot. But, it, you know, that takes
Time, yeah.
money and time and manpower. You know, so what I want to do, because can anyone contact you from around the country?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, we'd love that. And, yeah, and if you have a heart for families in any way, shape, or form, man, make sure you send me an email at daniel@joshuainitiative.com.
Okay, and you want to plug the Famplify?
Famplify is the number one, man. Right now, that's the stuff that's hot. We gotta get the word out about that because we got to get people using it before the fall.
So give me all the ways they can contact you through your website, your Facebook page, your phone number, and your email, of course.
All right, so if you check out Joshua, if you Google Joshua Initiative, that's me. Okay. You can find Facebook, stuff like that. But if you want to send me an email, it's daniel@joshuainitiative.com.
Dan, you got a Facebook page?
Yeah, it's Joshua Initiative.
Joshua's Initiative. Okay, I want everybody to know, Daniel, thank you for taking time to come out.
Hey, Vance, this has been an awesome pleasure, my friend.
I appreciate you, man. And I want to thank you for joining me, man, and get in touch with Daniel out there. And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Couldn't do it without my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Thank you, my man. And look, see you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.